Greetings, gracious viewers, and welcome to today's Cinema Scene, featuring three films based on true tales of reconciliation, The Straight Story, Get Low, and The Music Never Stopped. Let us first take a look at the 1999 film, The Straight Story. Directed by four-time Oscar-nominated David Lynch, the movie was edited and produced by his longtime partner, BAFTA, British Academy of Film and Television Arts Film Award winner Mary Sweeney, who also co-wrote the screenplay with John Roach. The Straight Story follows the true story of Alvin Straight's modern odyssey across the Midwestern U.S. states of Iowa and Wisconsin on a tractor. Alvin, played by the late two-time Oscar-nominated Richard Farnsworth, is a stubborn 73-year-old man. He lives in Lawrence, Iowa, with his daughter, Rose, played by Oscar winner Sissy Spacek, a kindly, middle-aged woman with a mental disability. When Alvin hears that his brother Lyle has just suffered a stroke, he wants to go and visit him in Mount Zion, Wisconsin. The brothers have been estranged for 10 years, and Alvin decides it is time to swallow his pride and make amends. But with his waning eyesight, two inept hips, and congested lungs, he cannot obtain a driver's license. Unwilling to accept help from others, he prepares a 30-year-old lawn tractor, and disregarding the protests of his family and friends, sets off to visit his sibling. With only a trailer with supplies attached to his lawn tractor and his sheer determination, the elderly man sets off on a 240-mile journey across Iowa and Wisconsin. Riding the long voyage at around just 5 miles per hour, Alvin meets many people, including a pregnant teenage runaway, a group of cyclist racers, and kind-hearted townspeople who offer their help when his tractor breaks down. On his 6-week journey, Alvin also has plenty of time to contemplate his own life. Alvin's reflections help him come to terms with his own blunders in life and his own mortality and the deep-rooted bond of family. With gentle storytelling, characteristic of the lolling rural lifestyle, The Straight Story tells an emotionally rich tale of healing and remembrance that highlights the spirit of the people in the heartland of the U.S. Among its many accolades, the film was nominated for the Palme d'Or at the 1999 Cannes Film Festival, and Richard Farnsworth's moving portrayal of Alvin Straight earned him an Oscar nomination for Best Actor in a Leading Role in 2000. Our second feature is Get Low, an award-winning 2009 drama directed by Oscar-winning Aaron Schneider. Loosely based on actual events that took place in Roane County, Tennessee, USA in 1938, the film tells the folktale of a mysterious hermit who threw his own funeral party while he was still alive. Felix Busch is an elderly man who has lived a secluded life deep in the woods for the past 40 years. Little is known of the cantankerous recluse, but frightful rumors about him run abound in the southern town. According to unfounded gossip, Busch has committed monstrous deeds in the past and has since decided to separate himself from the community. One day, to everyone's astonishment, Bruce suddenly shows up in town with a big wad of money to see the minister. He wishes to have a funeral party for himself, which he will attend while still alive, so that he can hear all the stories about him that guests have to share. As the startled preacher averts his request by speaking about traditional Christian piety, Busch leaves, but not before his unique request is overheard by Buddy. Buddy is a dedicated young man working for Frank Quinn at the town's funeral home. As they have been desperately looking for business, the men gather their courage and visit Busch, who accepts their services. As the funeral party planning gets underway, Busch happens to meet a local widow, Maddie Darrow. They have not seen each other in many years, and unlike everyone else, Maddie speaks fondly of him. With the day of the event nearing, Buddy and Frank come to realize that Busch has his own story, the real story to tell at his funeral, one that involves Maddie and made him guilty enough to isolate himself for 4 decades.
I just don't know where it's going.
Through a talented cast featuring Oscar-winning Robert Duvall as Felix Bush, Oscar winner Sissy Spacek as Maddie Darrow, Golden Globe winner Bill Murray as Frank Quinn, and Lucas Black as Buddy, Get Low sculpts characters that all humans may relate to in some way. With simple dialogue and beautiful cinematography, Get Low paints a poignant story of redemption and finding peace within that will evoke the audience's humor, sympathy, and appreciation for life in its many mysteries. Our final feature is The Music Never Stopped, a 2011 production based on the case study The Last Hippie by Dr. Oliver Sacks, a physician, best-selling author, and professor of neurology and psychiatry at Columbia University Medical Center. Directed by Jim Kohlberg, the film chronicles the struggle of a father trying to mend his relationship with his estranged son who has just suffered from cerebral trauma. Henry Sawyer, played by J.K. Simmons, was once very close to his son Gabriel, played by Lou Taylor Pucci. Together, they shared a love of the music of Bing Crosby and other Tin Pan Alley artists from the 1940s and 50s. But after Henry forbids him from seeing American rock band Grateful Dead in concert, Gabriel runs away from home. It is nearly 20 years later before Henry and his wife Helen, played by Kara Seymour, see their son again. The parents discover that their now grown-up child requires major surgery to remove a long-neglected brain tumor. After the operation, they learn that the part of Gabriel's brain which allows him to record new memories has been damaged. He is now fixed in the 1960s era. Past, present, and future are indistinguishable, and it is difficult for him to communicate effectively. With a resolve not to lose their son again, Henry and Helen set out to reconnect with Gabriel. After researching brain injuries, Henry realizes the best way to do this is through music and seeks the help of music therapist Dr. Diane Daly, played by Emmy Award-winning Julia Ormond. Diane soon realizes that Gabriel is most responsive to the classic rock, such as the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, and especially the Grateful Dead. Upon hearing these tunes that he loves, Henry begins to be able to express himself and have conversations. Although Henry cannot stand rock and roll, he delves into the bands of the 60s in a vibrant and soul-stirring journey to make up for missed opportunities and understand what rekindles the light in his son's soul. The Straight Story, Get Low, and The Music Never Stopped are wonderful, heartfelt films on the power of forgiveness and love. Thoughtful viewers, thank you for your pleasant company for today's Cinema Scene. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May you be blessed with tranquility and abundant happiness in the company of cherished ones.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/cs.